Got a talented son or daughter you think might have what it takes to be a college athlete down the road? Well, it might cost you more to pursue that athletic scholarship than the scholarship itself is actually worth. That's the subject of a wonderful new piece in The Athletic by Patrick Ruby, who joins us this afternoon. Patrick, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
So why are parents willing to not only spend an awful lot of money to try and get a scholarship for their kids, but also in many ways make that the driving force of their parental lives?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors. I mean, there's parental pride. There's the joy of watching your child do something they like and excel at it. There's a little bit of vanity. There's keeping up with the Joneses and other people. There's all the reasons people participate as families in youth sports in the first place. But there is now, especially because of the exploding cost of college tuition that we've seen, also a very bottom line motivation to all this. There's a feeling that if I can get my kid that holy grail, that full ride athletic scholarship, you know, they're going to be able to go to school and they're going to walk out of there without tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars in crippling student loan debt. Again, as we all know, college tuition has ballooned in the last two decades. I think the rate of increase is more than 50%. I'm not sure that any other sort of consumer good has inflated more over the same time period. So people are definitely feeling a financial crunch when it comes to funding their kids going to college, and this can look like a very attractive way of doing that.
Well, let's start with the odds against even getting a scholarship in the first place, and they're pretty remote. It's a long shot, and it depends, of course, on the sport you're in, but it's tough to project anybody at an early age is going to be a scholarship athlete.
Right. So this is the flip side of that equation, of that thinking, you know what, sports are going to pay for my kid going to college. Only about 2% of all high school athletes will ever play college sports. So right away, that is a pretty low amount. But it gets worse. The odds get worse because very few sports, and people don't realize this, but very few sports at the NCAA Division I college level where you're getting scholarships actually give full-ride scholarships. We're basically talking about men's and women's basketball, football, volleyball, and sometimes a handful of other women's sports. For the most part, most college sports and most college teams, they have many more roster spots than they have actual full scholarships to give. And so what they do is they end up giving little partial scholarships to all the different athletes on the team to the point, I'll give you an example, North Carolina State University, right? That's a big school. That's a major conference school. The athletic department brings in a lot of money. There's 558 athletes there in 2015. Only 27 who didn't play football, basketball, one of those handful of women's sports I just mentioned, received full rides. More than 200 of them had only 20% or less of their college costs covered by financial aid. So just right there, the numbers don't look good.
You looked at a couple of families in your piece in The Athletic, and it's hard to fathom the expenses that people go through here. And where do they begin? Where are the most costly activities that parents do in their pursuit of a scholarship?
Well, I think, you know, well, first of all, you're right. People can spend a lot of money. You know, I think people at Utah State have studied this, and the average family is spending over $2,000 a year on youth sports. Some families are spending up to 10% of their yearly income. Time magazine looked at this. They found some people spending like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year on this. I talked to a family where they literally took out a second mortgage on their house to pay for their daughter's softball career. And the big cost drivers from this are sort of, it's really the professionalization of youth sports. Mm. We're talking about travel teams. We're talking about private coaching. I mean, we're talking about equipment. That's always been a cost, but it's more costly now. We're talking about people not only getting private main coaching, but getting like agility coaches and strength coaches. And again, it really can add up very quickly. We didn't really have this in America 30, 40, 50 years ago, but we've really grown an enormous youth sports industry, it's actually worth more than $15 billion a year, which is bigger than the NFL. Again, I don't know if people realize that, but there's a lot of money to be made. And we're talking about families, a lot of money to be spent on youth sports.
You include in your piece a calculator that families can do, but the reality is this, the math just doesn't add up. And even if you are able to get that scholarship, you might spend more getting it than it's actually worth.
Right. Now, this calculator is really important. We built a calculator. We had an economist who has looked at this question. Who, by the way, a guy named Rod Fort is at the University of Michigan, a really smart sports economist, also a youth sports dad and someone who had been like the commissioner of a youth baseball league. And that's when he started to notice, wow, these parents are spending a ton of money and they're convinced they're going to get scholarships and it's probably not going to go out for them. He actually sat down, built some formulas that we used in our calculator to help anyone could go online. It's just like a mortgage calculator. You can plug in how much you think the scholarship you're being offered is worth, what percentage you might get. You can plug in what you think the odds are of your kid actually getting an offer are, the number of years you have until your kid's going to be in college, and it will spit back to you, here's the amount you can basically spend per year and expect to at least break even in terms of getting that scholarship. And the thing is, if you play around with this, if you put in numbers, it goes down really, really fast. Like, if you have a full guaranteed shot, let's say that. Let's say you're thinking, I'm going to get a $25,000 a year scholarship. My kid is guaranteed. He is, you know, a future NBA player. He's guaranteed to get that full ride. You know, if you're looking at your kid's maybe 9, 10 years old, you could probably spend up to like $7,500 a year and it'd still be a break-even investment. So you can spend a lot, right? But if even if you just drop that odds of getting a scholarship to 1 in 4, so 25%, and as we know, that's way higher than the 2% that actually exists for most sports, you drop down from $7,600 a year to $244 a year that you should be spending before the chances are you're going to lose money on this. So it when you plug in these numbers, it's remarkable how much people are probably overspending if their goal financially is to fund their kids' college education. They'd be much better off just putting that money in a college savings account.
We're talking with Patrick Ruby here on Downtown, and you quote a couple of surveys in your piece that are just stunning to me. 1,000 parents conducted by a survey conducted by TD Ameritrade, 40% were at least pretty sure their child would receive an athletic scholarship, and 2/3 thought that the scholarship might cover more than half of their child's college costs.
Yeah, that's what I mean by, like, people are kind of delusional. And look, they're parents, right? It's understandable. Every parent loves their child. Every parent sort of thinks their child is going to do well. The child is a reflection of the parent in some ways. There's also parental vanity involved. It's all those kinds of things. It's not emotionally, it makes a lot of sense that people would feel that way. But when you look at the cold, hard numbers and you take out that parental emotion and that love and that vanity, what you're left with is, no, 40% of high school and youth athletes are never going to play college sports. You don't have that good of a chance. And even if you play, it's extremely unlikely you're going to get anything close to a full scholarship.
Well, the other thing I have to wonder about as a former high school coach and as a current teacher and as the dad of a four-year-old who may have some interest in sports as he gets older, I worry about the pressure that this puts on the young athletes themselves if they're carrying that weight of the family's expectations along the way. That can't make it a very pleasurable experience.
I don't think so. In fact, that's the other part of this is, even if your kid is really talented and, you know, maybe does have what it takes to play college sports, you have to remember, we're talking about kids. Kids change their mind all the time as they grow. This year they might love baseball. 2 years from now they might love comic books. Or they might love music. Or they want to play the drums. Even if they were like a major league talent level youth baseball player. You never really know. Kids also really get burned out on stuff fast, and especially now as youth sports have become more professionalized, more expensive, more consuming. You know, they've gone to the year-round model where you're always playing, you're always traveling, you're always working on your skills. Kids are getting more and more burnt out. Go figure. They're also getting more and more repetitive use injuries. So that's the other part of this too, is that if your kid is like, you're spending all this money and your family expectation is you're going to go to college, you're going to be a star, you're going to get a scholarship. You know, don't be surprised if your young pitcher blows out their elbow or your young soccer player decides, you know what, like my ankle is a shot. I want to pick up golf. I want to do that for fun. I'm tired of this. And they're only 15 years old. You talk to experts who study this, they're seeing more and more of all those things.
So, Patrick, what's the best advice for parents if they do harbor that dream? Obviously, a realistic view of their son or daughter's skills, but maybe just take a step back. And I've always said these sports, these pursuits should be about what the students want to do, not what the parents hope they'll do.
Yeah, I mean, I think the advice is sort of threefold. Like you said, first of all, just go look at the numbers and do some crunching. Play with our calculator and figure out sort of, it'll just give you an idea of how much you actually might be spending and what it might actually be worth just financially, right? That would be advice number one. Number two would definitely be understand why you're spending the money, what you're in it for. Look, there's a lot of wonderful non-financial benefits to youth sports. I mean, those are the main benefits, honestly, for almost everybody. It's character development, teamwork, it's hanging out with other parents. The travel part can be expensive. It can also be really fun to drive around and see things. Like, there's a lot of good there. And if you're spending a lot of money on that, but that's what you're spending it for, I think more power to you. That's not necessarily a bad investment at all. That's an investment sort of in your life. You know, you're investing in what you're doing right now, and you understand what the reward is. I think that can be really good. It's if and when you think you're making like a legit financial investment and that you're trying to build towards this future payoff that is so unlikely, you'd be better off not worrying about it. That's when you can get into trouble.
Patrick Ruby, great work as always. Wonderful new piece in The Athletic. Patrick, thanks for coming back on with us. We look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Patrick Ruby here on Downtown. And again, The Athletic, it is a pay site. I urge you to subscribe. It's great. Terrific baseball coverage now all around the country and expanding coverage from very, very talented people, including Patrick Ruby. It's worth the relatively small cost. And I say this these days. You know, you want good writing. I would pay for that more than I would pay for a subscription to, I don't know, a paper that doesn't have a lot of good content in there. There's some good stuff out there. We talk about Boston Sports Journal, the fine group of writers they have. Same thing with The Athletic. I think it's worth every penny. It's just me. I want to read good stuff from smart people, talented writers. You'll find it there. Patrick Ruby on Downtown.